Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
If you're a grown-up and your kids are saying things you don't understand, which is pretty much... I think I mentioned this the other day. You've heard of Supreme or not? Had you not heard of Supreme before we talked about it?
Until you brought it up, yeah.
It's just this... this brand that's so dumb, and now every kid
has to have it.
But nobody's wearing the real thing. The real thing is like a $1 zillion, and then people are talking about each other when they're wearing Supreme stuff. Like one of my son's friends was wearing a sweatshirt today with the Supreme logo, but it said GOAT instead of Supreme. Like he was the GOAT. And I'm like, this thing is infantry. It's just this. I actually bit and I bought a couple knockoff Supreme. You can't afford any. $22,000 was how much one jacket was on eBay. It was a Louis Vuitton Supreme jacket. Not a lie.
So the Supreme brand is hooking up with like Louis Vuitton to make things together now. Okay.
But then it's like $80 for three Hanes t-shirts with a 1 inch by 1/2 inch Supreme logo on the very bottom.
And people are paying this.
Because you want to look like your favorite rapper. Because it's... gives you street cred.
Oh, okay.
It's just like the Supreme brand is.
Okay.
So if you're an old person who all this is not making sense to you, like it doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Then we have some other stuff that's not going to make sense to you.
We have
five new slang terms.
Yeah, we do.
And none of these are new. They're just new meanings for old words. Okay. Isn't that what always happens? Like lit, when you and I use the word lit, it meant we were drunk.
Yes.
Now lit means it's awesome. That joint was lit. Like that, we went to a party, it was lit.
Okay.
Like that's not one of them, because I'm sure lit now means something else, because each generation has to go.
That's true.
I don't want it to mean what those stupid millennials thought it meant. I'm a Z, so I'm going to make lit mean. And it's like, okay, bet. You have any idea what the word bet means?
Like I bet or you bet or it means
here's
yes.
Here's the deal. See what you're doing?
I'm applying it to my generation.
But you're also adding words. And that you're on the right track. It means you agree with something. So it's kind of like saying you bet, but...
oh, just bet.
Don't say the word you, because that makes you old.
It's a beautiful day out today. Yep. Or bet. Yes.
You bet.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Hey, you going to be there at like 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? Help me out with that?
Bet.
See, now you just said it like a question. I don't know. I don't know if you say it like a question or like bet.
You see, if we have to go through that,
I know. That's what I'm saying. But what were our slang words? I don't even.
Cooler than this one.
Like we said stuff like doy.
Yes. Or, okay, we used to say duh, and then we made it to buh-duh, and then no buh-duh.
Buh-duh. You know what duh is now? I just learned this at Taco Bell.
They're still using it?
No, it's a different, the new word for duh, sort of.
What?
Derp.
Okay, that's just silly. Derp, we don't need a new word for duh, because duh suffices. Why are you making derp?
Remember I've told you about my terrible Taco Bell where they get nothing right?
Yes.
I was at my terrible Taco Bell recently and pulled up, gave the order, pulled up to the window, gave them the payment, window closes, and then we're sitting there. And we're sitting there, and we're sitting there. And the same girl who had took 25 tries to get her to take the order, then she took the payment, everything was fine. She eventually kind of catches a glimpse of us out of the corner of our eye, still sitting in the car. It shocked her and she was like, and she opened the window and she was like, hi. We're like, we never got our food. And she goes, oh, derp. Reached back and handed a bag to us.
And that's how you got your first derp. And you're going, what the hell does that mean?
Is derp doy or bada? I just want to say, in Colorado, we never put the ba on it.
You never did the no bada?
No. But we did doy. We took duh and turned it into doy.
I see.
And no doy.
I think before we got to doy, we added the third no
so
ba duh.
No ba duh.
Yeah, just get the doy. Like, okay. Like Colorado, let's do the doy.
Let's do the doy. Next, get a bag. These are five slang terms you may not know.
Oh, see, when you get fired, we call get a box. Is that what that means? Get a bag?
It's not. And it also, I would have figured you would go the wrong way on this one.
Oh, meaning like pot.
Get a bag of drugs. It's not that. It means get a bag of money. Like if you're getting paid or something, it's like, ooh, I'm going to get a bag.
Oh, if I'm
you're
have
about
a lot
to come
of money.
Into some money, it's like, I did that thing last night. I'm going to get a bag.
Okay. You
go. No cap.
No cap?
Yep.
I got nothing on no cap.
It's the same thing as no lie. Like if you tack it on the end of a sentence, you're just confirming you're being serious. Like, I'm driving down there and I'm stealing that big Sinclair dinosaur and putting cap.
Oh,
no cap.
No cap instead of no crap. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Why didn't you say
exactly.
No crap?
Exactly. Thank you.
Ain't lying. Couple more. Out of pocket.
Out of pocket. It's when I got to pay for something. It's coming out of my pocket.
That's your generation. This generation means it's out of control.
Off the hook? Is that what it...
Off the chain?
Yeah.
Look at us trying to... All up in your grill and off the chain? Yeah. It says... So if your friend does something crazy, you might say they're out of pocket.
You are so out of pocket.
Yep.
I can't just say you're just crazy.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Slang is stupid.
It really kind
One
is.
More here. Weak.
Weak. Oh, weak sauce.
Right?
Yeah.
Used to mean bad or lame.
Yep.
That's the old definition. Now it's... Something's really funny, so you would say, I'm weak. Like, so you're weak from laughing so hard.
Oh, I'm weak. Not it's weak, but I'm weak.
You realize how much we just had to explain for
I'm
weak?
A
it's
lot.
Like, weak.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, I thought I was being funny. You were. You just said weak. I know. But
right.
Weak means bad. No, it doesn't. Weak means you're old.
Yeah. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.